Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.
It's 8:31 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. Every Thursday around this time, we have our minister officially of news in studio to give us a bit of a rundown of what's been happening in terms of news, what's been trending, who's doing what. Maybe he's also going to give us a deeper story about what happened that the other weekend.
We are tired from your liars.
I don't know. Maybe he's got more information. Hopefully, Leonard, tomorrow.
Sure. More NSK, more Shaquan, more to the Fresh FM listeners as well.
Yeah.
It's a not so chilly Thursday in the capital, so we're quite happy about this.
I believe.
It's been a relatively cold week, Dochna.
It's been terrible with the cold, I promise you that much.
Even Shaquan fell ill, you know?
Yeah. But yeah, she's operating on 0.5 right now. Even.
He's going to pull something out.
I am not. But obviously, the first story, the first story slaps different. Mm. Oh wow!
It's a Leonard.
Right.
What did I do? What? I didn't do nothing.
No, Shaquan. You know how it always. Oh, we are not doing this. So the first story slaps different in terms of mixed settlement, SWAPO, NEFF, and whatnot.
I get it. I thought it was a jab at me.
Yeah, I thought it was a jab at you.
I would never slap at you. Stop it, guys.
All right. What's happening?
Good. So the lie is a lie. The truth is the truth. What we have observed in just what happened on Saturday, just for context of everybody that has just tuned in or has been probably living somewhere. Longinus Ipumbu, he's the deputy president of the Namibia Economic Freedom Fighters, handed the gentleman who slapped Bonifacius Monango, who's the SWAPO coordinator in the mixed settlement. This incident happened last week, Saturday, at a SWAPO event at the settlement. Obviously, there were speeches given by Toby Aupindi. We had more Laura McLeod Kashirua also make a speech. Basically, the speeches entailed, we will do this for you. We have done this for you. After you vote for us, this is the way forward. Mm. Bearing in mind, the mixed settlement is ages old. They do not have a community hall. They do not have a clinic. So they also don't have good markings on their roads. In fact, they don't have tarred roads, which basically makes this an informal settlement.
Yeah.
In a country like Namibia, who earns so much money, who can do it, the people there feel neglected. Based on this slap, you could deduce a lot. I'm upset. I'm not the only one that's upset. I'm the only one expressing myself. The slap in itself spoke for a lot of people. Further to that, Longinus Ipumbu, alongside the NEFF, awarded Mr. Njene $1,000 Namibian, according to reports, in appreciation for the assault on SWAPO branch coordinator Bonifatius Monango. Mm. So this is basically, obviously, we had different aspects in this.
Yeah.
The SWAPO party felt, how could you? The community felt, of course we can. Mm. I mean, you've lied to us, you've not performed. Here you are, in our midst, in a settlement you know exists, that you have not improved, and basically they're feelings are that of you're here to lie again. That is under the comment section that we observed.
Yeah. I think you know what makes the story so strange, Shaquan, is that this gentleman, what is his name, the one that perpetrated the slap,
Mr. Njene, we shall call him Amado.
Now he's the SWAPO coordinator.
Monango is the SWAPO coordinator, and Jenna would be the person that assaulted him.
Okay, he's the person. So he's not part of SWAPO, actually.
No, he's the slapper.
Because I found it very strange. I was thinking to myself, my goodness, wow. But also the history of mix, right? If you read about the history of mix, you sort of kind of understand. Obviously, we don't condone it, but we sort of kind of understand the frustration behind him and many and thousands, maybe hundreds to thousands that are stuck at that settlement. You don't understand, because I mean, the governing party via the government did buy this settlement literally just before elections, the last elections, and promised as a, you know, one could call it an election ploy to develop. And nothing happened since then.
But the reason you could call it an election ploy is every politician makes promises. However, you need to do it calculated. I know I can achieve it. That's why I'm saying it.
Yeah.
You furthermore need to break it down. A year has 12 months. Tell me in month one. Okay, good. The city of Windhoek will come to clean the roads. Tell me in month two. Great. The TART process will start in the second week of month two. Tell me in month three. Great. So for now, we have done this. The next project is this. Or concurrently, we'll have this and that project. It has been 4+ years. So understandably, these individuals are frustrated. And it's unfortunate that this person had to do it to the other human. But this is just literally the tip of the iceberg. If you look at the... Windhoek reflects Namibia. Windhoek has poor people. It has rich people. The country is rich, but still, we have people living day to day on a hunger. Yebo. So unfortunately, this had to happen for the message to get across. Because if you look at other countries and how it works, people use social media to express themselves. They use peaceful demonstrations. Unfortunately, when a certain temperature hits... Sorry about the hits part. People get angry to the point where it becomes physical, unfortunately. So that leads us to point number two, Tokoba. The University of Namibia is currently graduating a lot of people in a lot of fields. Yebo, we are talking about journalists, IT experts, engineers, you name
it.
Yes, Tisha.
Tisha, Tisha.
Of course, for the Oshinene region also.
Yes, she's from Morongo, but keep going.
Sorry, to Beta Pose.
No, Beta Pose is it's Aminus.
Aminus, yes. Sorry, Tokoba. For schools like Hippopotamus Primary School, Tokoba, Winnie, Duplessis, all of these people are graduating.
Thank you,
Shaquan. But it's a beautiful thing to see. Let's speak about the positives as well. The funds that were poured into it, the NASFAR funds as well, or private funds to lead to graduations, whether it's postgraduate or just a degree as well. This is beautiful. The pictures have been flying all over social networks. We've congratulated everybody. However, the country we call Namibia, that we call home, currently has a 60, approaching 60% of unemployment of youth between the age of 18 and 34. These are the future of what we call Namibia, the land of the brave, the people's country, whose blood waters our freedom and stuff. The sad part is at 20%, a government should wake up to say, this could be a crisis.
Yeah.
At 30%, there should be more frequent meetings to talk about the unemployment that is happening at that 30% stage. Namibian unemployment went from 0 to 60 across 10 years. That's a lot. I've also realized in the research we've done, Namibians are not looking for a lot. Local labor expert Herbert Yach said Namibia is an exporting industry. Whereas the better point would be, let's rather produce consumable goods locally, which means more employment, and then we can even export, which is great for GDP at the end of the day. That's the prospect we got from local labor expert Herbert Yauch.
Yeah.
Further to that, we move to number three, which is bills being passed in parliament after being tabled and taking so long. How does this affect Namibians, and why would this be a topic this morning on Fresh? Certain bills are related to health, such as how fast can we get tenders done so that the Karutura Hospital or the Swakopmund Hospital or the Onondjagwa State Hospital would get medication quite quickly. The research Future Media has done on the ground has proven that for the Karutura Intermediate State Hospital, the pharmacies around it, the NAMPOs, the B1, they get prescriptions written at the hospital for medication and people go get it there.
As opposed to now
at the hospital,
at the hospital pharmacy itself.
You should understand also for context, if you do get it at a public facility, it's at least 80% lower than at a private pharmacy. So this basically means in a country where there's so much unemployment and little grants, you still have to fork out so much because the Namibian government responsible for the health sector has not stepped up to make sure that there's medication available. We're talking about critical stuff, guys. Please bear in mind. arthritis, diabetes, hepatitis, cancer, the basics. And with the elders that we have in the country, or even the young people that have high blood pressure or low blood pressure, you go to a hospital to get full service. So for you to walk across the street or take a taxi somewhere is additional funds in your pocket. Yeah. Doesn't look good for Namibia, doesn't look good for the government, doesn't look good at all. So this is the research we've done. We have contacted the ED in the Ministry of Health, Mr. Ben Nangombe. Yebo, he via text confirmed that they are looking into it. However, the highlight out of the text came that some of the persons that got the tenders deliver the medication late. It brings about the question, why not take action? Because these are paid for tenders. So why not either put them on a blacklist of some sort?
And this has been going on for a while, Leonard. Like for the past 10-15 years, like the suppliers are delivering the medicine late, and then it's always the same thing. We sent out the tender.
The crazy thing is, even with that, it's still the same service providers who are being...
Which are being used under their procurement system.
Yes, the procurement system,
So it's unfortunate, guys. Again, we say as a independent media house, you need to keep tabs on who you vote for. If I, as Party Leonard, upset you in the past 5 years, please open your eyes and say, but Leonard, you have not actually delivered. So in the next elections, good luck, brah.
Do you know what it is also pertaining to that? And I know it's a conversation that we have a lot. Like, you know, people haven't delivered. You know, think about who you're voting for, which is valid. Sometimes I look at it in the sense of, is it really going to be any different?
If anyone comes to...
If we say now, hypothetically, you know, vote another party into, you know...
Into power,
Into power. Because I'm just thinking to myself of a situation, and I always make reference to this partner. Like, there was a situation, a land situation... Right, where a certain councillor from a certain party pushed up her application for land in Roque Christ. And then, you know, it was like a whole back and forth, and then it was revealed in the media, whatever it is. Yeah, why are you coming from me when other people ate and now it's my chance?
Yeah. And quite understandable. Gig, these are developments, Shaquan, and I think as well, these are valid points that besides us, the youth can use as a weapon not to vote for you or vote for you. However, we encourage democracy. We encourage, we always advise people, make the best choice. If the next party does not provide in the first year, stand up as the youth of Namibia. It is within your rights to get up countrywide and say, we do not appreciate what's been done. We would like you to step down.
I want to reference two point of references here. Last week when we spoke, Leonard, Abu Leonard, you mentioned the mayors.
And the tenures of 1 year.
And the tenure of 1 year. And how literally half of their tenure, they just need to understand how the intricacies work. We had the minister of ICT here, and she said almost something similar. Her first year, literally most of the year, it was just her trying to understand how government works. Because she knows it from outside. Knows the intricacies. She knows it from outside.
From outside,
But it, like how the intricacies work inside, the processes and so on. Now, coming down to what you're saying, Shaquan, new government comes in, hypothetically. New government comes in. I can almost promise you right now, as a political lover, it's going to take them at least 3 years to understand.
To actually just... get their feet, yes.
To find their feet. Do you understand? On how government works throughout the whole country, the processes, judiciary, everything, you name it. And then only in the last year are they able to say, okay, let's try something.
Yeah.
And then bam, it's elections. You see, so that's another, let's say, two cycles that we need to give the so-called new government a chance. So yeah, as voters, we are sitting with a bit of a predicament, I promise you.
To your point, I would say, unfortunately, in the Republic of Namibia, we don't have midterm elections. Your term is 5 years.
5 years, yeah.
Midterm elections should be 2.5
years. Two and a half.
How has Shaquan performed? Is she on track? And what's her excuse for not performing?
She's lazy as hell.
There we go. If that's the case, why have Namibian people not gotten up to say, but Party Shaquan, you are not performing. Why are you still in power? You understand? So as Namibians, we have shown our leadership. It's okay. don't perform, we'll still vote for you.
Yeah.
As opposed to me standing up against you makes you stronger. Verstanzi, it would make you go, it said the people are watching. I need to by next week have a response on this. And unfortunately, under the government, we have education ministries, we have land ministries who, again, have not performed. However, the ministries have been, ministers have been shifted to other ministries without performing. You get me? So Namibians are not asking for a lot. It's land, it's good health services, it's good schools. Namibia can afford it, and so here we are.
I mean, but just to be fair, also to the governing party, with the late president, he did install performance contracts. We don't know where that stands now. You know, perhaps journalists can do some investigative journalism there and
find out
where we're standing and whether also our current president, Angolo Mbumba, is continuing with that trend. But he say it's not going to change much. So that's a question.
He does have practically a year left. Yeah. But we that's a grand idea, and I think we should look into it. But furthermore, the honorable mentions, obviously, our World Tuberculosis Day was on 24th of March. For this year, the theme is, yes, we can end TB. You should take note of the following. Tuberculosis is not exclusive to people who have HIV or AIDS.
Please.
It's anybody, it's anytime. Kori, if you cough in excess of a certain time, guys, get yourself tested, get yourself checked out, take the medication if you wish to live further. And it's also very contagious. Since we're approaching winter, it would be something to look at. Asaplif toch. Further to that, gender-based violence has once again, 2 days ago, claimed alive in the Grootfontein area. A young lady was stabbed. The police report states the boyfriend who committed this ultimately took or ingested some acid afterwards. He was admitted to the Karatura State Intermediate State Hospital yesterday. Again, we speak of Kore, it's human beings. So obviously they're going to get angry, tempers will flare, but physical violence for a small country like Namibia is just something we do not promote, especially as future media, especially as a future media news team. Rather, talk about it or toch walk away, because the results usually end up with death or physical violence or psychological abuse at the end of the day. Further to that, the third honorable mention would be the future media merger with Tribe Fire Studios. We are toch happy to have One Africa TV and 99 FM on board.
Absolutely.
We are looking to entertain, educate and inform our listeners through the mediums of Fresh FM, Omalunga Radio, Radio Wave, as well as Nova, of course. Hey, 99 FM will join very soon. And then you, as listeners across the country, could either do it via the digital channels or through your little radio toch at home as we welcome Tribe Fire Studios, consisting of One Africa TV and 99 FM.
It's a full circle for Abdul Leonard Mos.
Who's who?
Not today.
Mos.
Not today.
Because Mr. News Incomes on One Africa Mos.
Not today. And and of course,
it's a net.
Let's not do the LGBTQI story. Asablif toch. And obviously, former radio anchor for 99 FM as well. So a full circle.
What is going on? No, apart from maybe because I'm not okay.
Yeah.
Clearly, I'm slow. And then, what is going on with you?
It is. What it is. Donald Trump.
Right?
Not today.
But hey,
everybody, we'll bring you more news at the top of the hour and the headlines at the bottom of the hour. It's Future Media News, independent,
accurate,
and on time.
That was This Week Today on Fresh FM, Namibia's heart and soul.